All states are required by next year to update their polling places so that people with disabilities can cast their ballots in private. To do this, most places are turning to electronic voting machines. Wisconsin alone could spend close to $20 million on electronic voting equipment by next year. A proposal by Assemblyman Mark Pocan would require those machines to print a paper record of the vote. The Madison Democrat says the idea is to prevent the kind of election debacle that could ensue if an electronic voting machine were to fail.
We want to make sure that no one loses confidence in elections in Wisconsin. And the best way to do that is if we're going to be federally required to have these machines in polling places due to the American Disabilities Act, let's make sure we also have a paper record of that vote. And then if it comes to a recount, we actually have a hard copy record that we can physically touch and handle, and we'll know that the election was indeed factually correct.
The Elections Board says state law already requires a paper copy of ballots cast, but Pocan's bill would require that if there is a recount, paper ballots would be looked at, not electronic ones. The plan cleared the Assembly on an almost unanimous vote and now heads to the Senate. Governor Jim Doyle says he supports the plan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.